The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone. Good day. And I'm happy to be here with you and to share this Sunday time. And it's a wonderful thing to sit in meditation, a chance to show up and be present for our experience. And one of the qualities of meditation that maybe is seldom mentioned is the value of bringing some strength, tapping into or calling on whatever native strength we have, to not to assert ourselves, but to really be rooted here, to be present in a full, dedicated way to this doing this practice. So giving a bit of whatever inner strength we have, to let that strength be activated so that we are stronger than the mind that wants to wander away. Not in conflict with that mind, but simply that our strength of attention, our attention is given more value, more importance, and that there's really kind of a engagement with it that naturally then becomes stronger than our wandering away, distracted mind. Analogy the Buddha often gave is that of the sun. When the sun becomes strong, the stars disappear. So in the same way, when the sun of awareness gets strong, then you know, the distractions tend to vanish. So to assume a meditation posture and to gently close your eyes and to, in assuming your posture, whether it's sitting, there's considered to be four dignified postures: sitting, standing, walking, and lying down. And whichever of these postures that's close to how you are, perhaps to assume some form of inner strength or vitality to that posture. And one way to do that is to be clearly here in this posture, clearly here in this body. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths that can be part of the movement towards becoming rooted here, to enter into fully in a strong way here. And as you exhale, to relax the tensions, the holdings of the muscles, softening the shoulders, softening the belly, softening the muscles of the face, and there's an art to relaxing and softening, which makes room and space for an inner vitality, an inner aliveness to flow through us more fully. In a sense, physical tension constricts our vitality. The deeper, fuller the relaxation, the more that vitality begins to flow. A vitality that it can have a certain kind of strength, maybe a sweet strength or a peaceful strength. Letting your breath return to normal. Breathing in and breathing out. One of the strongest muscles in the body is the diaphragm. There is a kind of a strength, perseverance, inherent in breathing. To allow the breathing to breathe you. Allow breathing to breathe itself. Letting your breathing be the way that the strength of your attention is rooted here in the present moment. In the present moment, breathing. Breathing at the center of all things. Most things that you think about in meditation, you've probably thought about them before and will think about them again. More likely, most likely, it's not particularly useful to think about them now. There's no need. And so to realize that clearly, and choose again to be with your breathing, with an attention that has a little bit of strength to it, a little bit of investing yourself. This is important. This is the time to ride on the waves of breathing. As we come to the end of this sitting, it's often considered a special occasion to sit in meditation, to have the time, the inclination, to spend time connecting to the Dharma practice this way. And at the end of a practice session like this, it's an opportune time to spend a minute or two reflecting on how this practice that we've been doing can be a basis, a support for living in a way that betters the world for others. That we don't meditate in isolation, just for me, myself, and mine. But we meditate open and available and caring for the world around us, our friends, our family, neighbors, and people in our communities, far and wide. And to have the aspiration that whatever benefit we receive from the meditation spreads outwards into that wider world. May all beings benefit from the goodness of this practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings everywhere be free.